This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money. And you know our show. It's like a couple of guys sitting around a bar having drinks without the drinks, talking business with you, the audience listening in. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tanbella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco, one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is entertainment. Mark, you've taken a little sabbatical for some of the summer. People might not remember who you are.
That's right. It has been a summer sabbatical, and I've been filled in by our business development and marketing specialist, Nam Phan, for most of the summer. And I've been listening in on the shows myself on Saturdays. And man, you guys are doing a great job without me. You know, maybe even a little bit of improvement. I don't know. We'll have to take a poll of our listeners. But for those of you who maybe are new listeners or recent listeners and you haven't heard a whole lot about me, I'll give you my little 30-second spiel. My name is Mark Hanf, and I'm founder and president of a company that we call Pacific Private Money, based right here in the Bay Area. We are an alternative real estate finance provider based in San Francisco, and we specialize in short-term bridge loans to investors and consumers. A bridge loan is basically a loan that is going to be paid back in a year or less. And it's very popular in real estate as a way to quickly acquire real estate via the use of a quote, bridge loan. Usually you would either be selling that property shortly thereafter, maybe you're remodeling it to sell it, or maybe you just need to capture the property quickly with a short-term bridge loan, and then you're going to conventionally refinance that loan afterward, and that's what we specialize in at Pacific Private Money. My personal background, I've worked in the real estate industry for 35 years. God, time flies when you're having fun. 25 years with a real estate development and management company, and then the last 10 years in private lending, and I founded Pacific Private Money in 2008, and since then, we've originated over 1,200 loans, totaling nearly $400 million in private loans, all with private capital.
That's amazing.
And we've experienced a less than 1% default rate on those loans with zero losses, no losses of principal.
Yeah, because the first thing you hear, default rate, one assumes you lose money, but that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. And, you know, we lend only in California. It's a market that we understand very well. And using current terminology, because we had a show a few weeks back that we were talking about marketplace lending being the new term for many of us in the alternative finance market. You might refer to us as a regional marketplace lender because we only lend in California and you know, we specialize in Northern California. So we're not like those companies, those online lenders that lend nationwide. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is the topic of crowdfunding. And a lot of you guys are being bombarded by investment opportunities in crowdfunding. And interestingly enough, and again, you know, the general public isn't aware of this, but the terms alternative finance, marketplace lending, and crowdfunding, though they're not the same, they're all interrelated because you could participate in crowdfunding by investing with a company that makes real estate secured loans nationwide. And there are companies out there doing that. And that and they refer to themselves as marketplace lenders, but they use crowdfunding to get their capital. So we'll get into all of that a little bit later.
Yeah, because you definitely got to keep your eyes open when you're doing those kinds of investments.
Yeah. And so, you know, I want to bounce back to the, 1,250 some odd loans that we've made at Pacific Private Money since 2008, totaling over $400 million with zero losses. I oftentimes share that number with people and they say, yeah, well, you weren't lending, you know, before the crash.
Yeah.
Well, but we started the company in 2008, actually in the summer of 2008, before the financial market meltdown, right?
That's true.
So really, things went to heck in a handbasket you know, 6 months after we started the company.
2009, 10, and 11.
And really, and what was happening in 2009 and 2011, and I mean, 2009, 2010, I can add, the real estate market was going down.
It was.
And in fact, it was, you know, it was going down, it was going down, it was going down. So we were lending in 08, we were lending in 09, we were lending in 10, and the market was going down, and we were not experiencing losses because of the fact that those who are doing, you know, private lending the correct way, lend a conservative percentage of the loan requested of the purchase price. So we don't do high percentage financing. And that's something that people, a lot of people don't understand. When they think hard money, they think it's a risky loan and you're getting, you know, 100% financing. Well, that's right. Not true at all. We've never made a 100%
finance loan. Yeah, because even if, you know, if you have a property that's worth $1 million and you're lending $300,000 in first position, even if it goes down from $1 million to $800,000 to $700,000, that's a 30% decrease, but yet you still haven't lost money. Right. Tell you what, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here. Trivia question number one is, who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with on the 1981 number one smash, Endless Love? That's our first entertainment question, all right? Call 888-912-1190 if you're the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that five-pack tanning certificate. So that's our question. Who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with in the 1981 number one smash hit, Endless Love? All right. And when we come back, we're going to continue on with Mark Hanf, who's going to talk about marketplace lending.
Crowdfunding.
The whole shebang. All right. So don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to grow their portfolios. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned as much as 7.5% with secured Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's secured Bay Area mortgage-backed investments where you choose the Bay Area property. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote potential annual yields of 7.5% or more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of Bay Area residents who've made millions with Pacific Private Money. A potential 7.5% return secured by Bay Area real estate is worth the call to Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
The Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa is a desert oasis for family travel or a quick weekend getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge. The world-class resort features stunningly appointed hotel rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa with an array of relaxing treatments. In addition to health and wellness classes, you can play golf, tennis, or enjoy one of the many hiking trails the area has to offer. Taking care of their little guests is a top priority, offering a kids program along with a family-friendly pool featuring the only sandy beach in the valley. Nonstop flights are available from San Francisco to Palm Springs, so be sure to book your Renaissance Indian Wells Oasis getaway today. Call 760-773-4444. Once again, that's 760-773-4444. Or go to Marriott.com and check out the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa in Indian Wells, California for some great deals.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money, and also Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, our studio engineer today, and he's going to pop in once in a while.
He's got a live mic.
Live mic.
He's going to use it. Okay?
Yeah, he's not afraid to use it. Okay.
Yes, I will use
it. First trivia question. Who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with in 1981 for the number one smash, Endless Love?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Is it Diana Ross?
Yes, it was. Very
wow.
good.
You know, I always wondered what happened to Lionel Richie. He like disappeared for a while for the longest time. You know, he wasn't putting out any hits anymore. He kind of went on a like a multi-year sabbatical, and now he's back. I guess he's got his own Vegas
again?
Act. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, people, you know, coming back
was,
all around
was
again.
He was really successful for,
oh, yeah. For the Commodores.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
I remember that. So, quick mention here. If you don't have plans for Labor Day, why not check out the Lighthouse Resort and Marina? Although all the cabins are reserved, they still have campsites available for tents and RVs for only $99 for a 3-day, 2-night package. And you can enjoy the entire resort that everything has to offer. And I also have a luau. It only costs $10 a person to join the luau.
Nice.
So call 916-777-554 details and let them know that you heard it on The Best of Investing. So Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money, we started to talk about crowdfunding. And I want to ask you, you know, what's the difference between people investing crowdfunding real estate compared to what you're trying to, because you're raising money for your fund.
Right. So at Pacific Private Money, we're always raising money. And the reason we're always raising money is our demand for loans is going up. We call it our deal flow. Our deal flow has been increasing year over year. A lot of it due to the fact that we think we do good work, but we market like crazy. We advertise and we're out there doing presentations to mortgage brokers, bankers, realtors about our bridge loans. And let us help your client. If you got a client that's in a situation where they need to close quickly and they're running out of time and the bank's not coming through, that we've saved a lot of real estate deals in the last few years. It's kind of our specialty product. And we're one of the few lenders in California that will lend on an owner-occupied purchase. So that's kind of our specialty 11-month bridge loan that we make for people who need a plan B when plan A, which is conventional financing, looks like it's not going to work. So we're raising money in a mortgage pool fund right now. The fund is called the Pacific Private Money Fund 1. And it is up to $30 million right now, and we're looking to grow that. In fact, right now it's currently written to grow it to raise as much as $50 million, although I'm probably going to open that up because we've got enough demand to be able to grow that probably to about $100 million. And so we're doing presentations, and we're out there talking about what we offer and why you should invest with us. And we get a lot of questions from people, how do you guys differ from these crowdfunding portals and these other online marketplaces where you can go in and invest in notes? And that's actually a really good question, and it's an important question. And there are people who invest with us in our fund. There are also people who invest with us, with Pacific Private Money, in individual notes, in direct notes. And it's really just a matter of the investor's appetite. Some people like to invest in funds because it's convenient and you don't really have to get involved in the investing side of it.
Well, also your money, once you're in, your money continually works for you.
And then there's people who like to be in control, and especially people who are real estate professionals or have been real estate investing for years, they like to invest in a direct note because they like the control of having their name on the note. They like to pick and choose which kind of notes. So we work with both types of parties. And what's happening now in crowdfunding and online marketplace lending is that there's this, it appears that you can go online to many of these companies. And I'm not going to name them because, some of these are really, they're good companies. They're trying to put out a good product, but you need to understand that it's not an apples to apples in many cases. And so when you go online to one of these nationwide funding companies and you think you're investing in an individual note, I'm here to tell you that, more than likely, you're not actually investing in an individual note. So if you're a note investor and you like to invest in notes because if the guy stops paying, you want to be the one to foreclose. You want to be the one who might end up owning the property. And there are people out there who use that as a strategy to buy property.
Well, let's take it one step further. If you think you're investing in a fund or some kind of platform where they actually give you the collateral, not necessarily an individual note, but maybe like a mutual fund where right. they actually own it. You got to be careful of that.
Right. So people have said to me, well, Mark, you know, I like your fund, but I like investing in individual notes better. And so we work with clients like that. And, you know, to repeat myself, we also work with clients who I know are investing with some of these online companies who also provide individual notes. They'll send you an email that shows you a bunch of pictures of properties throughout the United States, and they'll tell you how much money they're raising. Maybe it's $200,000 for a loan on a house in Georgia. But here's what you need to understand. When you invest in that note on that home in Georgia, your name is not going to be on that note and deed of trust very likely. In fact, I'm going to read to you from a major online company that you can go online right now and invest in one of their notes. In their FAQ section, it says frequently asked questions. When I invest in a note, I'm not going to name the company. When I invest in a note, what do I own? That's the question. That's the frequently asked question. You know what the answer is? On debt investments, investors will invest in debt obligations of company subsidiaries known as payment-dependent notes that are tied to the performance of real estate loans made by that subsidiary. And it goes on to say these notes are issued in tranches or series, and each series of notes will be tied to the performance of a corresponding borrower loan. So what does that gobbledygook actually mean? It's a promise to pay. It's yeah. not, you don't actually have real collateral. You're not you think you're investing in a note on that house, but really what you're investing in is a promise to pay by the company, and it's payment dependent by the borrower.
So you're not actually secured by that specific asset, that property.
You don't have a direct line of collateral to that. So what happens is when that note goes non-performing, and then the company that you've invested with has the right to foreclose, but what if there's a loss?
Now, if you really wanted to get conspiracy theory, what happens if the borrower continues to pay, but the company that's giving the note decides to siphon the money off for some other reason? Your only recourse, apparently, is to the first company. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's just good to know that you know, when you invest in a direct note with a company like Pacific Private Money, you are actually getting a direct note investment. You have foreclosure rights, and your name is tied to the collateral. Be wary on some of these online marketplaces.
All right. Second trivia question. What movie earned John Wayne his first Academy Award? Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. Again, what movie earned John Wayne his first Academy Award? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be coming right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com, or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com, or call us 415-883-2150.
There are 1,825 days in the first 5 years of a child's life. In each critical moment lies the potential to profoundly impact a deaf or hard of hearing child's ability to listen, speak, and learn. Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Weingarten Children's Center, based in Redwood City, brings passionate educators and therapists together with the latest technology and comprehensive parent training to help children with hearing loss learn to listen, speak, and thrive in our hearing world. The Weingarten Children's Center, Redwood City.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information, or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hahn and Nam Phan. Second trivia question. What movie earned John Wayne his first Academy Award?
Would that be True Grit?
Yes, it would. Very good.
Man, I was going to say The Searchers.
I don't even know that one. Okay. Sorry. I'll have to look that one up. Just want to make a very quick mention here. The Weingarten Children's Center, September 16th at 5:30 p.m., they're having a special gala at the Santa Clara Hyatt Regency. It's a great auction. Check them out. Dinner is awesome. Weingarten Children's Center. Okay. Nam, we haven't heard too much from you in those past 30 minutes.
Chime on in.
Yeah. So just something Mark talked about in the last segment, which is deal flow, which is the other side of our business. We always talk about the fund side where we bring in new investors. On the deal flow side, we have a lot of deal flow, and it's because of, you know, it's a story we can't tell fast enough to the marketplace. We're one of the few private lenders, as Mark mentioned, that specializes in consumer or owner-occupied loans, bridge loans in particular. But I want to put it out there to anyone in our audience who are realtors or mortgage brokers. We do lunch and learns all the time, so we're always happy to come out to an office and let people know about how private lending can save scenarios that a lot of times realtors didn't realize, or mortgage brokers didn't realize there was a solution for. So call us at 415-883-2150, and we can always schedule a lunch and learn. In fact, we are teaching one on August 9th at the Marin Association of Realtors. So any realtors in Marin.
September 9th? Or you said August 9th?
October 9th.
October 9th.
October 9th. So if you're interested and you're a member of the Marin Association of Realtors, sign up for that class. It's October 9th.
Okay. Pacific Private Money is also doing an event in September in Mountain View, right?
Yeah, it's our next fund event. So it's typically we hold them here at our office in Novato. And in this case, we're going down and taking the show on the road to the South Bay. It's going to be at Scratch Restaurant in downtown Mountain View on September 28th. It's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of requests over the years to do this presentation elsewhere in the Bay Area. It's oftentimes hard for people to get to Marin County. Especially, you know, we try to do it like at 6 or 7 o'clock, and the traffic in the Bay Area is horrible. And so we've had people actually try to come to our office and give up when they find out how bad traffic can be.
We've had people in San Rafael say, you know, I don't want to make the drive to Nevada, which is the next town over. So, I can understand if somebody is, you know, across any bridge that they're not going to want to make the trip. But
yeah, but this is your opportunity now. If you're anywhere else in the Bay Area and Mountain View is a place you can get to easily, this is a good time to come meet us, meet Nam, Edward, myself, and we're going to talk about our fund investment opportunities. In fact, we'll talk about anything else you might want to talk about after we do our little fund presentation. It's usually a great event with good food and some good jokes, and it's not one of we get a lot of good feedback from people who've been attending some of our events, and they always say, you know, you guys make it entertaining. And doing radio for 7 years, almost 8 years now, is certainly has given us a little bit of practice.
Yeah, well, it's not a high sales pitch type thing. It's just a nice little fun information.
And yeah, we're into attraction, not promotion. Yeah. We're more of the, you know, hey, if this is something you think for you, you're going to have to get back to us, because we're not going to, you know, hound you by email or phone and till you cry uncle.
And we do have a lot of listeners in the South Bay, a lot in San Jose.
Yeah.
So hopefully this event would work out for people. Again, in Mountain View, what day?
September 28th.
Okay.
And what day of the week is that?
Yeah.
I believe that's a Thursday.
Thursday. That's right. Yeah. It is a Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Thursday, September 28th.
And so you know, space is limited too. So there's room for about 30 people, and we're about halfway there already.
Okay. So call 415-883-2150 or go to pacificprivatemoney.com and you can sign up for the event.
Awesome. Okay. So I want to go back to something, Dom, that you mentioned. So you invited realtors or mortgage brokers maybe more in particular, to invite us out to their offices where we would do a lunch and learn for their team to kind of explain to them how we can help them close more deals. And so I want to give the audience a few examples. So if you're a realtor, a banker, or a mortgage broker out there, and you're wondering, what the heck are they talking about? Why would I ever refer one of my clients to you expensive private money guys for a 9% loan and a couple of points when they can get bank financing at 5% or 4%? And the answer is, you know, we want our clients to get bank financing at 4 or 5%, but we also understand that things happen in a real estate transaction. And of the thousands of transactions that occur every week in California, and more particularly the North Bay where we specialize, is, you know, sometimes bank financing gets tied up. I mean, we've all heard the statistics that conventional loans now take up to 42 days now to close. There are faster programs out there, but let's say you're self-employed and now all of a sudden you're running into a glitch and you're running out of time. And the seller, maybe you've already gotten an extension by the seller, and the seller says, no more extensions. If you don't close, I'm going to keep your deposit and sell it to the next guy. You know, what do you do then? What's plan B when conventional financing now is no longer an option to purchase? Well, we get a lot of calls from frantic realtors saying, hey, I got a client that's got to close by Friday, or he's going to lose the property and lose his deposit. Can you help? Yes, we can. At Pacific Private Money, we can close quickly. Typically, we close in 5 to 10 days, but we've closed in as quickly as 72 hours when there was a lot of money on the table and a family was going to lose the home they really wanted to buy. So that's one example. But here's another example. What if you have a client that has all their down payment equity tied up in their existing home? They want to buy their next home, but they don't want to sell their existing home first, move twice, and then who knows how long they're going to have to compete in the marketplace to get, you know, to get into contract for their next home. You can help them by using one of our loans. We can provide up to 100% target financing if they've got enough existing equity in their existing home. We'll do what's called a cross-collateralized loan. Now, banks don't do that, but we do. We're happy to collateralize our loan on 2 or 3 or even 4 properties as long as we can solve for a loan-to-value ratio of less than 70%. We can provide 100% of the purchase price. It's not 100% LTV to us because we're looking at other equity, but it's 100% of the target purchase price for your client. And that's another example of ways we've helped a lot of families.
Okay. All right.
So for more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call us 415-883-2150 and let us tell you how. Just call us with a scenario. We can tell you over the phone in 30 seconds, can we help? Yes or no.
All right. Going to cut to our third trivia question. Nam, this one's really for you because you have the young daughter in the audience here. What is the name of the crab who looks after Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid?
Oh, no.
You don't know that one?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no. I thought this one
Krusty.
Was right up your alley.
I don't think we ever saw that. We never saw that.
That come from The Simpsons? Ah, Krusty the Crab. No. That was Krusty the Clown.
Again with a C.
Again with a C, yes. Okay, so call 888-912-1190. If you're the first one with the correct answer, you win that tanning certificate. Okay, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. For information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Rising water bill and lawn care got you down? Call Purchase Green Artificial Grass, installers of high-quality synthetic grasses for all applications, landscaping, play and pet areas, and putting greens. Eliminate mud, bugs, weeds, mowing, water, and maintenance. Safe for kids and dogs. Call 925-603-3932 for a free estimate and check out PurchaseGreen.com for all the supplies you need for a do-it-yourself project or professional install. Enjoy a soft, lush green lawn 24/7 for decades. Purchase Green, 925-603-3932.
Do you have plans for Labor Day weekend? If not, why not spend it at the Lighthouse Resort and Marina? Although all the cabins have been reserved, they still have campsites available for tents and RVs for only $99 for a three-day, two-night package, and you can still enjoy all the resort has to offer. Swimming, fishing, basketball, clubhouse, and a luau for only $10 per person. Call the resort at 916-777-5511 for details, and let them know you heard this special on the radio. That's only $99 for 3 days, two nights for Labor Day weekend. Call 916-777-5511 to reserve your spot, as they are filling up quickly at the Lighthouse Resort and Marina.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Hahn and Nam Phan.
Easy for you to say.
That's right. Okay. Trivia question number three. What is the name of the crab who looks after Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid?
I know.
I can't believe I watched that about 100 times and I can't remember. All I think is crusty.
Sebastian!
Oh, that's right.
Sebastian the crab. Okay. Very quick mention here. Renaissance Indian Wells is a desert oasis for family travel or quick getaway. They can take care of your little guests. They have nonstop flights available from San Francisco to Palm Springs. Book your Renaissance Indian Wells Oasis today at Marriott.com, Indian Wells Resort and Spa. Okay, so we have a couple of emails here I thought were kind of interesting. The first one actually is for Nam here. It says, I've previously been to one of your events, and I remember hearing you say that when an investor first invests, their money will sit in a temporary account and that it may take several weeks. I think you said 2 to 6 weeks before it starts earning a return. Why is it that it takes that? Okay. Why is that? And does time of year impact this time frame?
Yeah, great question. So I'll attempt to answer that, and Mark, feel free to chime in as well. But, you know, essentially, it does take 2 to 6 weeks, and it does depend to a certain extent on seasonality as well as a few other factors. So when somebody first invests in the fund, it goes into our holding account. It's a non-interest-bearing account. And the reason why it sits there is we need, once we have loans to fund in the fund, that's when we deploy somebody's money, a new investment.
Yeah, you don't want new investments coming in and diluting the current.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really designed that way to be fair to our current investors. Having said that, though, what impacts that 2 to 6 week time frame are a number of things. Time of year. So, for instance, right now, we're still in the midst of the real estate season, so to speak. You know, this is when a lot of real estate transactions are happening. And because of that, there's always a percentage that need private money. And as Mark mentioned earlier, we have a lot of deal flow, especially right now. So it doesn't take as long for a new investor's funds to be deployed. Later on in the year, when things slow down, perhaps that could push it closer to the 5 or 6 week timeframe. But historically, we've been able to deploy funds pretty quickly.
Okay.
The other thing we're working on is that we're working on a larger line of credit that would allow us to close even more quickly on some of the deal flow we're working on and use that to be able to put people's money to work right away, because with a line of credit, new incoming investor capital can be used to pay that line of credit down, as well as activate it more quickly. So still, what's nice about investing in the fund is that once your money has been activated, once it's been transferred into the general operating account, it never becomes deactivated, no matter how many payoffs or new investor capital comes in. So that's one of the many neat areas of fund investing that we're going to talk about more at our next fund investment opportunity on September 28th.
And if I can add to that as well, so kind of the takeaway I always mention to the investors is, the sooner you invest, the quicker that time frame goes by.
Right.
Right. So yeah. Just start the process, because somebody could come in between the time we have this conversation and the time you invest, and maybe they invest $2 million.
It's first come, first serve.
Yeah, first come, first serve.
Your investments go into a queue. So if someone came in before you with a $100,000 investment, their money needs to be activated first. So it's by date of deposit into our holding account.
And as of today, Saturday, the 2nd of September, is there money ahead of time, you know, in that queue, or has it been fully deployed?
Right now, we're at about 500,000, but we also have a lot of loans scheduled to be funded next week. So that 500 is going to be activated relatively quickly. And that's recent money that has come in.
Yeah.
It hasn't been
sitting long. So if someone hears this show and is interested, then mm-hmm. their money, if they wanted to invest, would get deployed actually very quickly.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I think we'll be in a situation where we have more deals again than funds.
Okay. So. Mark, a question comes in for you. It says, I've been listening to your show for some time. By the way, thank you very much, whoever sent this email in. And you've mentioned the term leverage, but I'm still unclear what that means. When you say some funds use leverage, I guess with like funds that are similar to yours, but a little different, while others do not, can you clarify what it means, and is that good or bad?
Well, there's a couple of types of leverage that companies like ours can use with respect to a mortgage pool fund. One would be, you know, permanent leverage or semi-permanent leverage, and another would be basically having a line of credit that they can use to fund loans in the name of the mortgage pool that will then be paid down to zero with either loan payoffs or new investor capital coming in. And those two need to be differentiated because they're not the same thing. So, for example, we've promised in our private placement memorandum that we would not use permanent leverage to increase the yield of the fund. In other words, what a lot of funds will do is, let's say you've got a fund like we do with assets under management of $30 million, or I should say cash invested by investors of $30 million, we could potentially leverage that. In fact, we could leverage that by maybe going out and borrowing $10 million and now creating a pool of $40 million that we could lend on. That would be leveraging the fund approximately 25%. We would have 25% of debt and 75% of investor equity. And you know, many funds throughout the United States do, in fact, utilize a debt because it's cheaper. Maybe they can get that debt from a bank for, say, 5%, and then they're lending it out at 9 or 10%, and the fund benefits from the
arbitrage.
From the arbitrage, yeah. Right, between the 5 and 10% money. So the challenge with that is that, you know, when the market shifts next, when we have the next real estate down cycle, and when loans start to become non-performing, that debt has to be paid first. So it's superior. It's in front of all of the equity investors. And when we had the last major cycle in 2007-ish, 7 and 8, a lot of existing funds at the time who were making different types of loans than we're making today. That's another thing that's, you know, worth talking about in a future show, is that the mortgage pool fund from 10 years ago is different than the mortgage pool fund today because of banking changes and regulations and the fact that we make better loans today than the mortgage pool funds were making 10, 15 years ago. But just to stay on topic, that leverage is what got a lot of those mortgage pool funds in trouble, is because they had
that
to pay those
guys. That
happened
in the early 90s too, with the recession that got hit. So, 90-91.
So the Pacific Private Money Fund does not use permanent leverage, and but we are working with a bank right now on a lending line of credit that would allow us to close on loans that we like for the fund, even when we don't have enough in terms of either payoff capital or new investor capital on hand to make that loan. But it allows us to use a, you know, basically a short-term line of credit to close loans with the idea that that loan would be paid down to zero as new investor capital or payoffs come in. So that's a business strategy to keep deal flow solid and consistent, as opposed to a fund that is using essentially permanent leverage as a way to be able to make those produce those double-digit yields that a lot of funds brag about. So if you see a fund that's promising double-digit yields, especially if they're in California, I guarantee you they're using leverage to produce those yields.
Or they're doing very risky loans to begin with. In fact, your fund, what's the rate of return that you're currently distributing?
So we're right at, we're in the high sevens right now. We're at about 7.75 year to date, annualized for the 7 months that we've distributed. And we do distribute every single month. So whatever the income is for the previous month, we distribute that mid-month. We're at 7.75, as I mentioned, and we have a combined or a weighted average loan to value in our portfolio of 55%. So again, our fund is very well secured and we don't use leverage.
We're just about at 30 million too, I believe.
We are. We are at 30 million. So for more information, go to our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. We're always adding more information. In fact, I think we just uploaded what we call our tear sheet, which is something new that we've been producing monthly on our fund. And that's now something you can get, if not today, very shortly. Our web guys should be adding that to the list of downloads. Also, we're adding more video content. We set up our little video shop in our office here, and we're doing all kinds of little presentations for you guys, short little vignettes.
Great. All right, we're going to cut to our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments and another story about crowdfunding you're not going to want to miss.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificMoneyFund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificMoneyFund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf. I keep doing that. Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. I tell you, it's one of those tongue twisters there.
Yep.
You guys have to change names. Okay. Let's see. Now, Mark, I said to the audience when we came back, we were talking one more thing about crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. So, why don't you take it away, and then I'll get back into the story.
Well, I just thought before Edward talks about his little article on crowdfunding is that, what is crowdfunding? Just a real quick definition. So in 2013, there was something called the Jobs Act that was passed by Obama, and it wasn't for jobs as in work, but jobs stood for Jumpstart Our Business Startups. Of the Jobs Act. And what it did, and this was in 2013, and after that, what it did is essentially legalized the way companies could raise capital from the public. Before that, it was basically not legal for companies to advertise online or otherwise to raise money. And so the Jobs Act now made it legal to advertise under certain situations. And also it legalized collecting money from people who were not high net worth. So the average person now can invest, a couple $5,000 in a certain type of investment opportunity. And crowdfunding now includes things like you can invest in real estate, you can invest in notes, you can invest in unsecured loans, business loans, auto loan. I mean, there's all kinds kinds of companies that are quote unquote crowdfunding, getting money from the general public to conduct their business model, and they're promising high rates of return for that. So he's got an article here on kind of buyer beware. So you need to be wary, so because not all crowdfunding is created equal.
Yeah, so there was an article not too long ago in the paper where there was at least one company for sure that had raised a lot of money. I think it was about $4.5 million, and people were supposed to get some kind of a discount by investing with this company, and they'd get these special headphone type deals. Well, the problem is that apparently nobody got their headphones, and the company went bankrupt and had to send a nice little email saying, "Gee, I'm sorry, we ran out of money." And so now you get a bunch of people who invested in good faith, and nothing.
Yeah, there's been a few products like that where companies have launched campaigns where you can be sort of the early adopter or get in first for a product release. And there's been a few situations like that where the product never came or it wasn't a great product to begin with.
Yeah.
But these companies use this platform to raise money.
So one of the things I appreciate about Pacific Private Money is that if people, you know, try to put you on the same par, you say, well, wait a minute. People can actually go not only online and see exactly where their money has been invested into which loans, but if they pull preliminary title reports, they can actually see that indeed, when you say you've got a $300,000 first deed of trust loan against a house, it really is there. So there's no qualms about that.
Yeah, and when you invest in a startup company through a crowdfunding platform, one of the things you should be aware of is that there's a pretty high percentage of failure on a lot of these startups. And so a lot of people people who have lots and lots of money who invest in startups, oftentimes they expect, 9 out of 10 investments to not return anything and maybe not even return the investment. But they're looking for those, Facebooks or Ubers or other companies to become a unicorn and provide multiples of returns. So again, when you're looking at crowdfunding opportunities, you need to look at, is there collateral, first of all, because a lot of these crowdfunding opportunities don't provide any capital, and it's just a promise to pay you back, and that promise is only good as the company actually staying in business. And so look for what the collateral is, and for more information you should really work with, in our opinion, we like the regional players, companies like Pacific Private Money, who offer you real collateral, not just a promise to pay.
And so give out your information one more time.
So our phone number here in the Bay Area, 415-883-2150, to call us for any questions whatsoever, or go to pacificprivatemoney.com.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Here's our thoughts for the day. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. It's true.
Yes.
And the best way to predict the future is to create it. I like that.
That's
one.
We're doing just that.
All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190, or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.